said, wake up, puff.
This is Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
Hey podcasters, Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here.
Hey, on today's catch-up, Deputy Police Commissioner Gary Drybergs.
Dr. Nicola Forrest calls in.
We find out the songs that get you going.
And chat to the GM of the Pan Pacific Hotel in Perth and find out how they're helping the homeless.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
The sign of the times, guys, these bizarre times, is that our state of Western Australia is now separated into different zones to keep us away from our country cousins for the obvious reason. It is just really quite bizarre, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah, well, we saw people in different countries where as soon as people went into some sort of isolation, a lot of people panicked and went, oh, I'm just going to go down to my holiday house down south. And then, of course, everybody had to go into lockdown because it was just risking more of the community.
So you get the spread, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you know, no doubt many, many people had Easter holiday plans, but we're in a different time now.
Yeah, day one of the intrastate travel restrictions. We thought we'd catch up with the Deputy Police Commissioner, Gary Drybergs. Gary, firstly, welcome, mate.
Yeah, thank you. How are you all?
We're going okay,
yeah, good.
Gary.
Good. Gary, how did the road closures to the regions go? Did you hear a lot of my dog ate my homework type lame excuses to get through?
I would say that we had 98% of the people did the exact right thing that we'd want them to do, and they were very helpful, worked very closely with our people. So we had about 20,000 people have gone through road checks. We're calling them road checks, not roadblocks. And out of that, only about 100 people have had to be turned back.
Okay, that's a pretty good number. And Gary, just to remind us, the state has been broken into, is it 12 regions?
Nine regions.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And so people can only travel within their own region.
Yeah, so we got the Kimberley, the Pilbara, Gascoyne, Wheatbelt, South West, Great Southern, Goldfield, Mid West. So, yeah, so the intent is to keep people to only move within their own regions. And, again, as we've been saying since the very start of all this, the way to slow any infection and to slow the COVID issue is to restrict movement as much as possible.
Gary, who are those people who've got the paperwork that you can let through? Is that mainly people with supplies heading to the regions?
Okay, so people with industry have got paperwork to get through. Yep. And they've been given specific paperwork and they know what their approval process is. And we're quite happy. It's quite efficient with getting them through. There's other people who have exemptions. So, you know, if you go to work and you live in Midland, but you work in Northern, you're allowed to go up to Northern and work. So you're allowed to work for the purpose of, you're allowed to cross the boundaries for the purpose of work. But we do ask people to bring some sort of proof that they actually are doing that, as opposed to just saying, yeah, trust me. So anything that they can have from an employer is very helpful.
Oh, and now, Gary, we know that, sorry about the delay, buddy, we're working off, I think the internet's getting strained more and more as the morning goes on. We know that the police are now going to be using a drone to disperse people if they're gathering in groups of more than two. And we just wanted to help you guys out with a possible voice for the drone. We'll play it for you.
I'm John Hughes, just over the causeway in Victoria Park. Now, what are you people doing not social distancing? I've got a big fine here and I'm prepared to make you pay for it. Now, get into your cars before I give you a full service history and drive away.
What do you think, Gary? Could you use that voice as a voice of authority?
It's not a bad voice, and it's quite authoritative, that's for sure. But look, we're pretty comfortable with the voices we got.
Okay. I heard it down the beach the other day. It's pretty strong. It's Robocop style, Gary. Yeah, and doing the job for sure. People were instantly dispersing. Yeah. Well,
we do ask. You know, I'm a person who frequents the coastal area a lot, and look, we just ask for common sense from everyone. You know, we don't want to have real heavy restrictions on things that are, you know, giving people great respite at the moment, like beaches and all those type of things.
So, of course.
But the people who are going to stop us having that great opportunity are the people who don't follow the rules. Because sooner or later, if everyone doesn't do the right thing, there'll have to be restrictions put in place. But everybody, please, you do the right thing, we can trust everybody as a community, then there's less need for change in terms of what we can do from a day-to-day perspective. Don't hang around the front of cafes. Don't walk in big groups.
Yep.
don't mill around showers at surf clubs and beaches, those type of things.
And we're seeing this around the world. It's a great example for us that we still have control over this and we can do the right thing. As I said to the boys earlier today, there's been footage of police in New South Wales just trying to get everybody out of the park because even those who were doing the right thing were at risk of everybody who wasn't. And so we're going to have more of our freedoms taken away if we just don't get it right now.
Absolutely. Look, people can be a huge assistance to us in this space and a huge assistance to the government and all of us who have to make the hard decisions. Do the right thing and we don't have to make the hard decisions. It makes everybody's life so much easier. But just reality is, do as much as you can, limit your movement, get a bit of exercise in, which is great for everybody's mental well-being, but stay at home as much as you can also.
Gary, you're very busy time for the police. Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it and we know how valuable it is.
All right, great. Good to catch up. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning
on Mix 94.5. The initiative, which was announced yesterday by the Mindaroo Foundation, has got to be applauded. This is $160 million being spent and using their influence to get those planes and one of those landing already from China with something like 40,000 surgical masks, 30 ventilators and so much more coming to our state. So we thought we'd talk more about it. The CEO of the Mindaroo Foundation, Dr. Nicola Forrest. Good morning, Nicola, and thanks for your time.
Good morning, Clancy. Thank you for yours.
Well, Nicola, thank you. Thank you for your generosity where the people of WA really need it. How difficult has it been to access the PPE equipment given the high demand for it around the world?
Well, that's a great question, Kimber. It's been an extraordinary effort by the Mindaroo team and, of course, Fortescue, who have the contacts on the ground in China. And they have worked around the clock. And it's been a huge competition and between other countries and nations. And we're just so proud of Western Australia that we've been able to do this.
Yes, we clearly have an exceptional relationship with China for obvious reasons in terms of trade, but I noticed that the Chinese Consul General here was obviously very pleased to help out with our struggle after what the Chinese have been through and are going through. And she talked about the work that you did with helping China in their the peak of their pandemic. What was the help that we gave them?
Oh, goodness. As in Mindaroo or Western Australia?
Oh, well, I was just reading. I mean, I'm only reading from the news yesterday is that the Chinese consul was saying that she was very pleased to be part of this project and to help. And I guess she was just applauding the relationship that Mindaroo and Fortescue has with China.
Absolutely. And she's a wonderful consul general and is so involved in so many community activities here in Perth. You know, I've met her and seen her at so many different things. And of course, Fortescue being the major supplier to China. I think it is the moral support that was given at the time and knowing that Australians were thinking of them and reaching out to them to say, how can we help?
And Nicola, this isn't just one plane or two or three, is it? The plan is to have regular deliveries come to our state?
Look, the first plane arrived last night at 10 o'clock, which is so exciting, and two more on their way this week. Of course, this is to help the front line and the most important, our healthcare workers, who, you know, how anxious would you be going to work not knowing if you had protective gear and you've got your own family at home? So this is the immediate response, but absolutely we're here for the long term. We've got to see this through, and there are many other initiatives supporting local community organisations and external communities, you know, regional communities that we will be announcing in days to come.
Yeah, well, Nicola, I did see there were rumours circulating that you and your husband are trying to get home testing kits. Is there any truth to that?
There are certainly, you know, one of the areas that we're going to be supporting is a lot of clinical trials, and there are certain testing kits that are on their way, and this is going to really help slow things down and change the dial completely, because we can't measure and we don't know.
Oh, Nicola, I know that all of us here in WA and indeed Australia appreciate the philanthropy that you do with the Mindaroo Foundation, not just in crises like this, but all the time. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts and keep doing the great work.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a great day. And all we want is for everyone to keep safe and to be able to support where we can. The Mindaroo Foundation is here for the long term.
Hey, Nicola, good to hear your voice. You have a decent day and pass our best on to all of the team, including Andrew.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Something that warms us all, especially in these trying times, is music, Kimbo. Let's be honest.
Yeah, you know what's been great is that I know a lot of people are working from home now, and so I know my local area very well. I walk around it every day. But now I'm realising houses that never used to have a lot of action, I'm now hearing music coming out of the windows and the doors all day long. Like, I think people are really just using music to get them through and just to keep a bit of energy going through the house.
You know, I was having this chat with my mum yesterday, and as a kid, we never had the TV on. My parents played music all the time, and that's why I know all of the words to Shirley Bassey and Engelbert Humperdinck's many hits.
Yeah, sing one.
But she's been watching a lot of TV at the moment, as we all have, with all of the news. And I said to her yesterday, put your music back on. You know, you don't need to. I'll tell you what you need to know. I mean, we see the same messages, you know, over and over each day. And sure enough, bang, we put on a Shirley Bassey album and we were smiling.
Yeah, I did the same. I was lighting up the Barbie there that afternoon. I put on, I don't know, something cool, Jack Johnson or it might have been Donovan Frankenreiter or someone. But I was in Coles the other day. I was in a shop the other day and I heard this, guys. Van Halen, Jump from 1984. It not only made me smile, it put that little jump in my step, which was pretty cool, and it was that lift. Only music can do that, let's be honest.
Is that why you did a hammy?
I did a groin. No, that was trying to find the flower.
I've got a song that keeps going on rotation at my place at the moment. It's just one that, like, I don't know, it doesn't force itself onto me. It just makes me want to get up and move, and it's just got a good energy. And, of course, good Aussie band The Preachers, Is This How You Feel?
Can't get better than Young Izzy right there. Yeah, how about you, Matt? What's the song that gets you going?
Well, first of all, I'm a little bit down that neither of you picked an Edible Pets song.
Sorry, mate.
That's okay. But
what do they do? Haven't released anything in a while.
No, we haven't. No, we go back to the old catalogue though.
Yeah.
For me, it's a song that whenever I hear, now it's a bit cheesy, a bit daggy, but whenever I hear it, it puts a smile on my face. It reminds me of very fun and more simple times when we were a bit younger. I love the TV show, but the song itself brings it home. Believe it or not,
it's so cheesy.
That is cheesy late 70s America.
That is cheesy.
Joey Scarberry. What was that TV show called?
Greatest American Hero.
Greatest American Hero. Wow.
It was awesome. And what an up song it is.
That's actually hilarious. Did you watch the $6 million Man as well?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So did my brother.
And that song in itself, it does sound like, you know, like a Growing Pains theme song.
Yeah, it does.
Like it reeks of that.
G'day, George. How are you?
Good, good, good. How are yourselves?
We're going okay, mate. What's the song that gets you up no matter what?
Don't Stop Me Now by Queen just does it for me.
Yes, absolutely.
Gives you all the stuff. And Matthew, I've been keeping an eye on you, mate. This is your ex-life coach from Lower Chittering. So those stern words a couple of years ago did the trick for you.
Oh, absolutely, George. You know, I've been waiting to hear from you. And, you know, I live my life now in order to impress you.
Thank you. Yeah. Good to hear.
Sounds like it's working, George.
And you know, the good thing about the song you've chosen, it's a total winner, but they had scientists do research on music about like the different beats and the timing and the tones and the notes and melodies, and they put everything together to work out what was the happiest song in the world. And that Queen song, Don't Stop Me Now, is considered to be the happiest song ever.
Excellent. And it's also on Sonic Hedgehog, the movie.
Oh, it certainly is.
There you go. Winner, winner.
That's it.
Good on you, George. Don't call in any time. Matt's always needing life advice, mate. It doesn't just stop there.
No.
Good to talk to you, George. Well done.
Thanks.
Let's go to Safety Bay. Good morning, Jules. What's the song that's getting you going, or is it the kids?
No, it's for me. It's from the movie Frozen, Let It Go.
Really?
Let it go. Oh,
there you go. Can't
hold you back. Wow.
Anybody that knows me would see that as fitting.
Really? And is it the life message, Jules? Is it the fact that it just reminds you to let it go and move on, or is it just the tune itself?
It's both, actually, yeah. It's just a life lesson. Just let it go.
Yep.
And, yeah. I just get into it.
don't take it too seriously, but that's the song that gives you that sort of uplifting feeling there, Jules.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, look, Jules, if you've got an over-exuberant puppy like I do, those are three words that come out of my mouth quite often anyway. Let it go! Let it go!
And the kids in Perth who are home from school love you as well, Jules, because they love it as well, the Lily.
Absolutely. My son actually turns me away from Frozen videos or music when we're in the shop.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks, Jules. You take care.
No worries, guys. You too. See ya.
Yes, I think it was Shakespeare who said, "If music be the food of love, play on."
Thank you, William. Let's go to Thornley.
It was either Shakespeare or that was from Home and Away. I'm not sure.
It was Eddie McGuire, but this is Eddie and Thornley. G'day, Eddie. How are you, mate?
How you going, guys? Great, thanks.
Okay, what is
Eddie,
the song?
Eddie, what's the song gets you going?
Hit me with your best shot, Pat Benatar.
Oh, yeah, the rocker.
Oh, yes, baby.
Got some pretty cool lead guitar in it going there, Eddie, and you just like it. It just makes you feel good.
Oh, mate, look, I'm a proud Aussie. No matter what life throws at me, I'll fight it and I'll just keep bouncing back. No matter how down I get, no matter how low I get. And these are hard times, and I listen to that song on a daily basis thinking, well, it's just, well, Australia will bounce back. We're proud, we're tough, and we will do it.
Bring it on!
Good on you, buddy.
That's a great attitude.
Eddie of Thornley, let's go to Rivervale. G'day, Nina. How are you going?
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, we're really well. We're doing our best and we're staying on the air, so we're very lucky to be able to chat to you. But what's the song that gets you going?
My song that gets me going is Glenn Frey's Footloose.
Oh, Kenny Loggins.
Yes.
No, that one. From the movie the same name.
Yes.
Are you up kicking? Are you kicking your feet around? What's your go-to dance move?
That's it. Footloose.
Getting footloose.
Footloose and fancy free, Nina.
Yep. Get up
excellent.
And move and, especially when you're lazy in bed.
Yeah.
I want to lay in thinking it's a good day off, but nah, get up and shake everything, put the music up.
Get it shaken, Nina. Well done. It's the best medicine, music, isn't it?
Yep.
I'm going to take that advice today. I'm going to shake everything when I get up.
Move it or lose it, and it's never been truer.
Yeah, Nina of Rivervale. Hey, Nina, you take care, won't you?
Yeah, you too. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the
morning on Mix 94.5. This program, this pilot program by the government, which is a wonderful initiative, is called Hotels with a Heart, and one of the hotel partners involved. This is to get homeless people at this point in time off the streets, and the GM from Pan Pacific Perth is part of this program. Rob Whedon. Rob, thanks for your time this morning, mate. This is a great initiative.
It's a pleasure. Good morning, guys.
Rob, while everybody is talking about home isolation, these people in our city who are sleeping homeless every night haven't got anywhere to go. How was the initial meeting when your special VIP guests arrived at the hotel?
Look, it was. This has been something we wanted to do for quite a while, and we recognised that up to 700 to 1,000 people sleep rough in Perth on any given day. And, we were presented with this opportunity. I was looking at what was happening in Europe and, what a disappointing job a lot of European countries were doing with their homeless. And I put a few calls into people last week and said, look, I think we can do something here. I've got a hotel, we're the biggest hotel in Perth with almost 500 rooms. And I'm sure we can do something. And one thing led to another, and people at the Department of Communities were talking to the people at RUA and Anglicare, Uniting Care West, and homeless housing. And we've been able to pull something together in about 6 days, which really was about 2 months' worth of work. And we welcomed our first 12 special VIPs on Monday.
Rob,
we've now got 20 guests upstairs, and it is fulfilling. It's fantastic.
Rob, it's such a wonderful initiative. Congratulations for your efforts and energy to get this happening. And I did hear you speak recently the other day, and I could just tell in your voice, you mentioned that it was one of the most rewarding or the most rewarding thing you've ever done in a long, long career. And, congratulations to you. It does feel good to help other people, doesn't it?
It really does, and it resonates with me that what we do today, the way we react to coronavirus and the way we stockpile toilet paper, the way we stockpile Grey Goose vodka. It is. This is how we're going to be remembered. And you can either do something, or you can moan and stay at home and complain about your loss. There's a lot of people out there that are doing a lot worse than we are. And I can say I've got 20 VIP guests upstairs that are, they're funny, they're hilarious, they're quirky, and you know they're grateful.
Yeah,
that was some of the things you're hearing out of the East Coast and some of the people that are staying in the hotels and gosh, you know what a contrast.
Hey Rob, I hadn't heard about the Voddy, mate. I know you're talking from personal experience there. What's going on? Been hoarding. Actually, Rob,
I've got about 8 weeks if we ration. We can go 9 weeks.
Well done. We'll grab all the mini bars, mate. I just want to know you're thinking of expanding this number from 20 or 30 people, aren't you?
Well, we went into this before the Premier even called for assistance from hotels, and I've offered up to 4 floors and. Yep. So that's up to 120 people. So at the moment we're on our first floor. It is a pilot, and our VIPs go through a special triage program through Perth, the not-for-profit organisations. It is targeting particularly those with secondary illness who are most vulnerable to COVID-19. So people that could have respiratory problems or diabetes, etc. And mainly people over 40. So they're coming through, and we can go up to 120 when time comes. But they've got wonderful. There's nursing staff, there's security staff, there's specialists trained, social workers, and gee, they do a great job. They really, really do.
Rob, it's hard to even imagine the joy and the relief that these homeless people must be experiencing when they get to lay on a beautiful bed, have a lovely shower and feel safe for the first time in a long time. Now that this has given, it has been so rewarding for you, do you think that there'll be an incentive in the future somehow once COVID-19 has passed to see what else we can do for our homeless people?
Well, this is a pilot program, and you know, the unfortunate thing is that there's a stigma behind what is the stereotypical homeless person, which doesn't necessarily paint a great picture. And if you really dig into it, you realise that nobody is homeless by design. It's not deliberate. It's purely out of circumstance, and you know it's hard to get out of. To get out of a homeless situation when you're concerned about not so much next week or next year, but where am I sleeping tonight? Where am I getting food from?
Yeah.
So if we can break that cycle and do our little bit to get people into permanent long-term housing, then that's the ultimate goal of the people that are working with us. And you know, I just want to underscore it again. I mean, we Pan Pacific and our team, we're the show ponies. We get to do the fun stuff, but there's some people doing some incredibly heavy lifting to get this working.
Absolutely, Rob. Once again, it fills my heart to hear that this program is going on. I mean, the old adage is that a society is judged on the way it treats its most vulnerable, and I don't think we've done a particularly good job with some of our vulnerable over recent years, and this is just a wonderful initiative, and congratulations to you and all those people who've helped make this so.
Thank you. It's hopefully you'll get to come over to the hotel when we open our restaurants and bars, and you can possibly even meet some of our special VIPs.
Yeah. Love to.
Sounds good. Well, it's called Hotels with a Heart for a reason, and one of those, of course, is Pan Pacific Perth. Hey, Rob, thanks for your time, mate. All the best.
It's an absolute pleasure. Talk soon. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Another day brings on you the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what you can miss.
The internet lag means none of us are in time when we try to sing to the music.
It was the funniest thing I could hear, the beep, beep, beep. I'm going, I'm completely out of time, but I loved it.
Oh, sorry, no, everyone. You're good. I thought my scatting was going well, but clearly not.
It was a different kind. Well,
when does scat go well?
Everyone understands, mate.
Okay. Sound different. So, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Kimber, you know KL very well.
Oh, I've been there a number of times on holiday.
Yes, yeah, well, the like everywhere, their government is doing what they can, sort of thinking on their feet to try and help the situation.
Yep.
And the Ministry for Women, Family and Community Development has issued a series of online posts about how families can reduce stress and conflict whilst in isolation, and I'm sure that's a very important thing.
Yeah, good thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. And their advice basically is for women to not nag their husbands.
Oh, we've come so far.
We really have. Yes, now the posts have now been removed after quite an uproar, but yes, they advise women, don't nag your husbands if you want to keep the peace. Don't be sarcastic when asking them to help with chores.
Oh, God.
That was another one. And I can imagine that sort of, you're putting that away, are you? Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for your help. But in Malay, in Malaysian.
Who was in this meeting when they came up with these concepts?
Men, I'd suggest.
But yes, no. Yeah.
They're also advising women to dress up and wear makeup to keep peace within the home. That's the Ministry for Women, Family and Community Development putting forward those very modern ideas of women
really
not nagging,
at the forefront.
Not being sarcastic and dressing up and wearing makeup to keep us blokes happy, because at the end of the day, that's all you need to do, Kimber. Just keep us happy.
I mean, and KL, I mean, Malaysia, it's quite a conservative place. I mean, when I go there on holiday and I wear like a denim skirt, I feel about as maverick as Thelma and Louise.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's like they're quite conservative, but wow, it's a struggle. Yeah. Now where do we go from there?
Did you make this story up to just wake Kimber up this morning? Was that the plan?
No, I didn't. But as soon as I thought it, I thought to myself, I know someone who'll love this story.
Yay, women.
Love it a bit.
Stay in the kitchen.
Little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup.
Beautiful.
Soon he will open the door.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's from 1963 or something like that. So, a little bit more of a time.
Was Bacharach serious?
Wow.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
I mean, some people have been cooped up at home already in lockdown doing the right thing for the planet, Matt.
Yeah, well, I just saw Matt scooting off to the side of the screen on our Skype call here because his dog Florence jumped up and just sort of, I watched his chair swivel off to the side.
Oh, whoops. She is heavy.
I didn't know where it was going to end. I couldn't stop the momentum.
Might have ended up in Balcata the way it was going,
right? Oh, my God. She's a big girl. And it's even worse when she sort of just wakes up like that because at the best of times, she doesn't know her own strength. But I can see that she's not quite got all of her, coordination together. And she jumps up on me and the chair started moving. And honestly, it's nonstop fun round here.
Oh, he just started flying. Hi, Jinx.
Hey, it was funny last night because obviously, it's important to touch base with your partners or whoever you do happen to be isolated with if you're lucky enough to be isolated with someone, I guess. And so, I think on the whole, my beautiful partner T has said to me before that on the whole, I'm a good man. She's agreed to marry me. I think I step up and I take my responsibilities quite seriously, and she's told me that, but at the end of the day, I am very much a homebody, and it doesn't always occur to me that, the other people, i.e. my beautiful partner T, might not just want to sit at home all the time, might actually want to go out and, a romantic date that I might have surprised her with.
By the way, that's her new name, my beautiful partner T, which you've used sucking up three times already.
I know. So last night, while she was cooking dinner, I just sort of walked into the kitchen and I looked at her and I said, hey, are you okay? Is everything okay?
Yep.
How are you coping with this isolation, whatnot? And she said, what are you talking about? Nothing's changed for us. I've been in practice for this lockdown for 2 years since you moved in. We've never gone anywhere anyway.
Love it.
So there you go.
That is really funny. Can I just share with you? It must be something to do with the 4 o'clock get up, so the let's go to bed at 8:30 thing, because Lauren said almost exactly the same thing last night. What do you mean? We don't go out anyway. Especially not at night time during the week. How about you, Casey?
No.
It's tough. I mean, the thing is, too, I'm normally the extrovert. So James is the one who would prefer to stay in. He's introverted. Right. I'm extroverted. So I'm sort of like, I'm the one who wants to get out more. But I'm adapting to this new life quite well. I'm finding it so good for me.
I've never been happier.
Like three hermits, and Kim is just at home in her backyard with her cheese and crackers.
Yeah, tough life.
Yeah. I think we'll pass the audition to be stay at homers. What do you reckon?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Send me to Mars.
Yeah. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5's got your back.
I got you, buddy.
With ABC Blinds.
I got your back.
Look, we're only going to get this thing together, and now more than ever, we need to look out for each other. So we've teamed up with ABC Blinds. I want to help you help someone who needs a little boost, Matthew.
Yeah, absolutely, buddy. This is what we've got. It's Mix 94.5's got your back. So you just need to let us know. Someone out there who's struggling, someone out there who's doing their bit for the community, and maybe it's time to pay that back a little bit. So all you need to do is get on board at mix.com.au.
You know, they often say that in tragedy, these things sort of bring people together, and everyone is doing it tough at the moment. But it's been wonderful to see people constantly thinking every day about how they can help someone else. And it might just be stepping over to look out for the neighbour, or people that are always going above and beyond. So we just want to reward them. And it could be as simple as maybe they need their car serviced, or maybe, you know, whatever it is that they might need, tell us what it is and we will try and make their dream come true.
I was thinking about this one last night. I was thinking about people, you know, there's a lot going on. A lot of people have had a lot of bad luck lately. But someone just before the corona thing kicked in who'd had bad luck or lost a partner, you know, like those kinds of people, they need support and they need a bit of love. And it can be something quite simple to help them get through, because they've been hit with a double whammy right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, you think about that feeling of isolation and heartbreak all at once. Is that's a thing that I don't even want to contemplate.
Yeah, but sadly there'll be examples out there of that. And if you can get to mix.com.au, and we could be getting in touch really, really soon. So get into it.
Yeah. Go to that win page, tell us who they are, what they need, and we will try and make it happen. It's Mix 94.5's got your back. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. House Rules is returning, of course, to Channel 7. High Stakes is premiering on Monday, April 6 at 7 on 7 and 7 Plus for 2020. 8 teams transforming a penthouse, 32 stories above the Gold Coast Surf. And I can tell you a couple of Perth parents who are going to be there. Look, their Instagram page basically says they've got a big heart. I hope they've got one each. Dave and Tanya, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're good. Tanya and Dave, they make you prove yourself with the penthouse first. What kind of condition was the penthouse in, though? I mean, for goodness sake, it's a penthouse. It can't be that bad.
Well, you would think that, wouldn't you?
I reckon the penthouse was built back in the 70s and not touched since. So we had a lot of work to do.
And guys, I'm just looking at the number of judges on this season. There's like, it's like a football team. There are so many people to impress.
There is. And they're actually quite good looking, all of them, too.
Yeah, there were three judges and two hosts, and yeah, absolutely stunning bunch of people. It was pretty intimidating standing in front of all of them.
Well, speaking of that, Dave, there's a lot of talk, including from your missus, from your lovely wife, who is an Instagram beauty herself. But I've got to say, mate, they keep talking about you being a good-looking rooster. Do you ever get embarrassed by that?
You're cutting out, guys. We've got a terrible line here.
Sure.
No, come on, Dave. You do mention one of your weaknesses is that you're not a designer, but I've seen you chisel good looks, buddy. There's some good design going on, whether it's God-given or not, I don't know.
Look, designer stuff was about as far as I go with design, unfortunately. No, look, all that stuff's very, very, very secondary, and it turns out it doesn't help you one bit on a building site.
Well, tell us about yourselves, because you sound very likeable. Or are we going to see a lot of squabbling, some crying, a few walk-offs?
I'm not going to lie, there's probably going to be a bit of crying, but I'm a bit of an emotional wreck as it is, so it's not from Dave at all.
Look, yeah, but we're a very happily married couple, three beautiful kids, and we really hope that makes us really relatable, because our story is so similar to that of so many other people. And so we're really excited to sort of show that we're a really normal couple that doesn't get by without fighting. And, you know, we wear the ups and downs of this competition on our sleeve, but all in all, had a brilliant time.
And I mean, you know, reality television is not a new thing. We all understand now that when you go on these sorts of shows that you do open yourself up to being in the public eye and potential criticism. So what was the reason that drove you to get onto the show?
We have a beautiful family and we found our forever home about a year ago, and we're not moving from our home. So this was a perfect opportunity for us to, you know, renovate it and do something amazing that our kids are going to enjoy being home. We're going to enjoy being home. And, you know, we love to have people over. So for me, it was a no-brainer. It was Dave that I had to convince. And he said yes, thinking we weren't going to get on the show. But surprise, we made it. So
some of the application process, and here we are.
Hey, Tanya, I have enough trouble not seeing my kids every now and then. You know, they're 19 to 22, but yours are a lot younger. How about that separation factor? It's not easy, is it?
No. And look, I'm a stay-at-home mum as well. So for me, it was really hard to step away from the kids. But we had my parents looking after them, and they did an amazing job, and they got all the love they needed from them. So I felt comfortable walking away. And this was kind of, Dave and I never got to have a honeymoon. So this is kind of our second honeymoon, really, but a little bit less, but a bit more stressful.
And I think also being away from the kids is made a lot easier these days than it was perhaps 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Because by virtue of FaceTime and all these other social media platforms, so we were able to really stay in touch with the kids a lot, and probably to the point that some nights they didn't really have much to say to us and didn't want to talk to us.
Not at all.
Yeah. Well, well done and congratulations. We'll see you throughout the rest of the season. All the best for it. And you've picked a great time to get your house renovated. Now we're probably all going to end up in lockdown.
I know.
Yeah, put us under house arrest. We're happy.
Thanks so much.
Good luck, guys. Tanya and, of course, Dave the Good-Looking Rooster. On House Rules, High Stakes, now premiering on Monday, April 6, guys, 2020, on 7 at 7 p.m, of course, on 7 Plus as well, Matt.
The whole cast and crew look like they're out of a model shoot.
I think you're right. Clancy, Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Clancy, you had a big mission yesterday. We all sort of discussed that we were going to achieve one thing each day, and you only had one mission and you accepted it.
Yes, I had one mission to achieve when I left here yesterday. It was out by 11 o'clock in the morning, so I had many hours to go shopping. But, of course, you don't want to go to too many supermarkets. You don't want to go to too many locations. So
no.
I went to 3 supermarkets yesterday with hands in my pockets looking for plain flour. How much do you reckon I found?
Oh, you would have got a kilo somewhere.
What do you reckon?
I mean, I don't know. I probably didn't do very well.
So true. No flour.
Yeah.
Everywhere
really?
I went, I found sugar, and it was home brand. I found caster sugar. I found custard powder. And I thought, if I'm after plain flour, none of those are going to do the same job in a baking situation with Laurie at home.
Oh, mate, and, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. I mean, you know, I'm struggling to find even self-raising at home. You know, it's a tough time.
A little bit, yeah.
Really?
And listen to
what are you people doing, like cooking or something? I have got plain flour and self-raising flour in my cupboard that is possibly 2 years old. Mm. I'd still try and cook with it. It hasn't got weevils or anything, but, like, it sits there for ages.
But you haven't cooked since 2009, Casey.
I know. That's the thing. If you don't cook food, guys, you don't ever have to worry about being without.
I like your philosophy.
It's a really good system.
There are people with real problems, but my only problem yesterday, I had one mission and I failed on my mission.
So basically the shelves were bare. You could not find any flour.
And it's still, even after all this time with the toilet paper now lingering on for, 3 weeks or whatever it's been, 3 or 4 weeks, it still looks really weird to see bare shelves in Perth, Western Australia in 2020.
And can I just ask, like you know, because we've all tried to remain quite calm about all this stuff, and we all refuse to not hoard and do all that stuff. But we are literally in my house, or getting to the point where we don't. We're now using other paper products to do our bottom wiping. So where is this said toilet paper and flour? When will it arrive?
I'm not sure. It must be rolling up. And people keep saying, "Oh, it'll be in the shops at 8 o'clock when you go in," or
okay.
for the oldies at 7 or whatever. But it doesn't always. Not everyone gets restocked every day.
No, yeah. But it's okay to fail in your mission. I said to you guys yesterday, we're in the middle of a world trauma and we all expect too much of ourselves. We can only do what we can do. And Laurie sent you out to get flour and you failed. Mm. I said I was going to clean my shower. I didn't bother.
Oh.
I didn't bother. I was like, I can shower in my own filth for a little bit longer.
So we've got flour, shower. Have you got something that rhymes with that, Matt, you didn't get achieved yesterday?
I've got power. I did achieve I had one mission, which was to supply my 75-year-old mother with a cheap bottle of red wine.
Right, yeah.
To stop her going out. And bang, Dick Tinsky came through.
Came through with the goods. And mum was happy.
Look, give us a call. 133353. Tell us if you've failed on your mission. Maybe you've set aside a plan. You've said you're going to do something. Straight away, you're like, nah. I mean, I felt like getting out of pajamas yesterday was winning. It's okay. I'm okay with this lifestyle. Well,
you had one minor win, but your main goal didn't happen. I think you need to go and clean your shower now, Casey.
Yeah, sure. Tanya in Byford, what was your mission and how did you fail?
Well, it was really my husband's mission and he failed to bring me home dandy bacon.
Dandy bacon.
What does that mean?
Yeah, from Coles, kilo, none whatsoever. He said the shelves were bare. And that they were restocking it, you know, later on through the day, still nothing. So no toasty egg sandwiches, bacon egg sandwiches last night. So that was our failed mission.
No bringing home the bacon from that boy.
Well, that's it. And Clancy, if you want some flour, maybe try some spud sheds, love.
I got
3 kilos on Saturday.
Okay, I'll go to Inloo.
Yeah. You can get a 25-kilo bag.
I'll go and see Tony. Sounds good.
Good on you, Dandy. Cheers, have a great day.
Dandy Tanya with a dandy bacon. Let's go to Marangaroo. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? How are you and your family going, firstly, Marie?
Oh, look, I just live on my own now, so with my doggy, so we're doing okay, but I am still working. I am an essential worker, so I'm still working.
Good on you, Marie.
Yeah. Thank you, doll. Yesterday, I did fail. That was my fail, to get home without incident.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, what happened?
Some young male, 17-year-old, decided to run up the back of my new car.
Oh, darling.
Oh, no.
Like,
no.
How new, like shiny, you got that new car smell, new Marie?
No, not quite.
Right.
But, you know, but it's still new, 2019.
Yeah.
So focus on the road, guys. Yeah. Honestly.
Yes. And so, Marie, when you had that unfortunate incident, I mean, I can imagine it's a crap time at the best of times to have a car bingle, but how did you cope with the sort of social distancing? Did you get each other's details, etc.?
Oh, man, I tell you. I thought, lucky you're cute, kid, because...
Oh, Marie, the worst thing is, too, that his insurance, he'll be paying for that until he's about 30.
Did you say the word insurance? What insurance?
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Oh, so just got his license, no insurance, Marie? Oh, dear.
Yeah, you know, I'm the green pea platers.
Right, okay.
Oh, dear.
Was the young fella in tears or was he okay?
No, he had a little smirk on his face, actually.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Marie, it could be worse. You could be without flour, love. That's a pretty big...
She's picking
flour,
on me.
But I do have flour at home. So, Claire, if you need it, mine's probably the same age as Kimber's.
Okay.
Yeah, but
all right,
Marie,
I'll look for the car with a dent in it.
Let me tell you, Marie, the best way to negotiate is to say, I'll provide flour if Laurie Claire's is going to swap me out some of the baked goods she uses it for.
I don't eat that baked good stuff.
Oh, because you haven't had Laurie Claire's baking.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Small business has been well and truly crippled in so many ways, mate, so we thought we'd take some calls and give some shout-outs this week.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, and Michelle is in Wangarra. Good morning, Michelle.
Hello, Crazy Matt and Kimber. How are you?
Good, Michelle.
We're good, thanks, my darling. Tell us about the business you'd like to give a helping hand to.
Well, we're a little shop in Wangarra called From the First Stitch to the Last. And we've been a small business here for about 3 years, and we rely heavily on our classes, which we've had to cancel.
Right.
So what we've done is we've put all of our stock online, and we've got some lovely ladies and families that we support, and we're delivering packs for them that we're selecting fabrics and different templates and pattern kits, and we're delivering in the neighbourhood, or we can deliver through the post.
So, Michelle, is this like sewing things, not like tapestry artwork things, but sewing and patchwork stuff?
Patchwork and quilting, applique. We've got sashiko. We've got diamond dots, which are for the whole family. They're fantastic. And all of our products range for the whole family. So when you look at something like diamond dots, you can be making pictures. It's a bit like paint by numbers, but little dots. Yeah, and they're fantastic. We've got frozen two packages, as well as beautiful peacocks and flowers and things like that. And a lot of our kits can make everything from a pillow to a wall hanging or covering a whole bed. We've got kits for handbags.
Good way to keep us busy at the moment. Everyone's looking for something more than just a jigsaw puzzle. So what's the name of the business again, Michelle?
It's From the First Stitch to the Last.
Okay. How can people find you online as the online store, Michelle?
FromTheFirstStitchToTheLast.com.au.
As easy as that.
Great.
Yes.
Terrific work.
Thanks, Michelle. All the best.
We're glad you're well, Michelle.
Thank you. Oh, we are, and we're keeping really happy.
Terrific. Let's go to Gidgee Gannup. G'day, Roslyn.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Yeah, we're great, doing all right, Roslyn.
That's good to hear.
Now, we're giving some plugs. What have you got? Whereabouts are you?
Okay, we have a convenience store. We're actually in Gidgee Gannup, and it's called Gidgee One Stop Shop. And what we do carry is stock feed to groceries and fresh fruit and vegetables. We also do takeaway food and best coffee in town. We also do deliveries to the vulnerable people that can't sort of get out and about.
Yeah.
We're out there happy to help.
Wow, it sounds like what don't you have at the Gidgee One Stop Shop?
And we also do plants as well. everything you can think of.
I think I need to take a ride up to Gidgee Gannup, actually.
You might have to.
Yeah. Lovely part of town.
That's it. Yes, you are. Yeah, and we can give you the best coffee.
Look, it's not going to happen right now, Roslyn. Wouldn't it be funny, though, if the three of us rolled up and we had to come in separately and you say g'day? That'd be bizarre.
Yeah, that's it. there is room that you can spread, so you can do your social distance. So,
we'll be 40 metres from each other. Yeah. Thanks, Roslyn. Yeah. All the best. Gidgee.
No worries. Thank you very much.
That's Roslyn at the Gidgee One-Stop Shop in Gidgee Gannup, guys. We're widespread and we're all in different zones of the state, which is quite bizarre. Nine zones, as Gary Dryberg from the police said this morning. And Maria in O'Connor. Maria, good morning. How are you going?
Good morning, Crazy Matt and Kimber.
Good morning, Maria. What can you do for us? What's your business?
Well, we've got a lunch bar cafe in O'Connor. We only just started up just before the coronavirus started. We were cleaning the place up. And we still had to continue. So we're now open for business. We're also offering $6.50 frozen meals to the public so they can get free delivery. And we're delivering pretty much everywhere north and south. And how they get in contact with us is through Facebook, Mama Maria's Lunch Bar Cafe.
Oh, good on you, Maria, and I'm so sorry that that happened to you just when you're, you know, starting to hopefully kick your dream off, and good on you for hanging in there, and we hope we can help. So people go to the Facebook page, Mama Maria's, and get some nice frozen meals.
And we also offer lunches for all the workers, truck drivers, and anyone who's out there.
Hey, Maria.
Oh, good. If you're swinging through O'Connor, then pick some up. Yeah, Maria, what's in the frozen meal that I can get?
Well, at the moment, we got homemade lasagna, beef curry, pepper beef, chicken, minced tamarind.
Oh, now you're talking.
All right.
Huge range.
Hey, Maria, what's the one thing, I know so much of this has been frustrating for so many people, what's the one thing that's been hardest for you guys? Obviously, you've just started, but what is the most frustrating part of it?
Well, it's just getting our name out and trying to get out there and, you know, just basically, you know, trying to get the customers in.
Spread the word.
We're only new to the area. We also do homemade sausage rolls, which are the best.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Matt just sat forward in his seat. I can see him on Skype.
And our famous palmies and our famous burgers.
Oh, Maria, stop it.
Mama Maria.
I'm starving.
Hey, Maria, where'd you get the name for the company from? Only joking.
Well, it was the dream to have Mama Maria's. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, all the best for it, and we hope that this little plug is going to help you out for the people visiting Mama Maria's Lunch Bar in O'Connor.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks,
stay
Maria.
Safe.
Yeah, we're thinking about you. Well too. Done. Good on you, Maria. Good work.
Oh, homemade sausage rolls.
You did literally sit forward, right forward, in your seat.
I know.